with the grilling guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the grilling guy rig, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows. You're gonna listen to the Grilling Guys Show.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, we appreciate you spending your Saturday or Easter weekend with us. We're hoping that you have a blessed weekend and get out and enjoy your family and a little bit of barbecue. And one of the things that we thought we'd do as a Easter gift to all of you is take a little dive into some fresh fish. And one of the guys that we go to for our fresh fish recipes is a guy out of Lafayette, Louisiana, one of our board of directors members. It's T. Gidd. Welcome to the Grilling Guys, T. Gidd.
Hey, man, how y'all doing? It's good to be with y'all today. The weather's beautiful and spring has sprung down here in Louisiana.
Nice. Well, thanks for joining us and taking time out of your busy day. You're probably busy planning a trip out to the cabin to catch some freshwater bass, so we thought we'd pick your brain while you're fantasizing about them flippers.
Yeah, well, I tell you what, the spawn is on down here. We went a couple weeks ago, and you know, the big largemouth are on their beds, or they're getting their beds ready. They're full of eggs, getting ready to lay. And we've been catching 6, 7, 8.5 pounders. It's a beautiful thing. But you throw those back. You know, we're going after the little 2.5, 3 pounders, fillet them, and grill them up, man.
So how do you do it? Let's talk to the people. We've got a lot of freshwater bass up here. I'm not a bass fisherman, so I can't say that it's ever something I've ever really considered to be a priority to put in a pan or on the grill.
Well, I tell you what, in my opinion, I mean, and we got a lot of good fish down here. Crappie, y'all call them crappie. We call them sockeye. Probably some of the most tastiest fish because it's very moist and firm fish. It's not dry. It's very moist on the inside. And if it's cooked right, it actually has the resemblance of lump crab meat, blue point crab.
Right.
Mm-hmm. If you've ever gotten that boiled or in a container, it has that kind of firm gelatinized type feel, and that's what you're going to get when you grill it right. And the way we do it, guys, is that we put a griddle plate on the Cajun grill, and if you don't have a griddle plate for your grill, you can put a cast iron pot, a skillet, or whatever. And we make up a special blend of seasoning. It's not rocket science. It's whatever you feel is good for your taste buds. But we add in some Cajun seasoning, a little bit of fresh dill, maybe a little bit of Greek seasoning blend with a little bit of lemon and orange peel in it. And then we just crush it up, kind of tamper it up in a little container, get it into a fine powder. And then we oil up the bass fillets really good with some light virgin olive oil. And then we dust it with the seasoning really heavy. You want to try and use seasoning that's light on sodium and get more flavor with the herbs and different types of peppers. And you basically dust it real heavy, put your pat of generous pat of butter, not margarine, the real old-fashioned butter in a skillet. Kind of let it turn a nice, faint golden brown. We call it brown butter cooking down here in Louisiana. And then you throw that fillet in that hot skillet or on the hot griddle plate, and you let it go for about a minute or so and kind of flip it over. And you're going to notice that it's going to be a nice, not burnt, but a nice charred crust on the fillet. And you let that go for another minute or so, and you flip it one more time. And when you see the meat of the fillet, the texture of the fillet start to pull apart in the different membranes, you're really close. If you have a quick read, instant read thermometer, you can get it up to about 135, 145, and you can pull her off. And that's pretty much what we call pan-seared bass fillets down here in Louisiana. And it's one of my wife's ultimate favorite meals for me to cook for her.
Well, you can't go wrong if you're pleasing your wife, right?
You know, it's all about, that's the number one thing, right?
So, T. Gidd, when you, stepping back, when you filleted the fish. Did you leave the skin on, or did you take the skin off before you cooked it?
No. We fillet the scales off. We take the rib cage out with a fillet knife, and so you're left with just pure meat, both sides. I guess you could scale the fish. We do that a lot of times with a redfish, which is part of the carp family down here in Louisiana. And we'll fillet it all the way off, but leave the scales on, and we call that grilling a fish on a half shell.
Okay,
because the scales get hard.
Now, for those of you who don't know, T. Gidd and his brother own a company called the Cajun Grill Company, and they also have a company called Percy Guidry, which is a famous barbecue grill shop and patio furniture in Lafayette, Louisiana. And these boys are. They're just a couple blocks away from Duck Dynasty and probably related. But, I mean, this is who we're talking to. These are real raging Cajuns. They're not, they're not Yankee exports or anything like that. But you do get some Yankees down there that stick around and won't leave. I'm sure that annoys you. But you do a show called Grilling with the Gurus. Tell people about that real quick. And before we do that, you left out something really crucial. You're doing your skillet on a Cajun grill, and you're closing the lid to get the smoke on that food.
Well, that's just it. I mean, everything we do on this just show, Grilling with the Guru, we get asked all the time in the grocery store, and people recognize and spot us. And they say, why y'all cook all that on a grill? You know, and my pat answer to that is because I can. You know, the flavor, like you said, Bob, the flavor you're going to get cooking on a grill is unparalleled to anything you can achieve in a kitchen. There's absolutely nothing you can do to get that flavor and that aroma and ultimate pleasure than cooking on a grill.
And that's why the Cajun Grill has this plate for one side that you can drop a wok or a Dutch oven into. Do you do your fish in a Dutch oven then to keep the grease splatters down?
No, actually,
exactly.
We do have that feature with the pot holder, but this actual griddle plate is basically all it is the quarter-inch steel, carbon steel plate of metal. And you can remove half of your cooking surface, which is a grid, and replace it with this plate where you can do sautéed onions, you can do quesadillas, you can do eggs and bacon, you can do whatever, but it's perfect for grilling fish because you really want that continuous surface touching the fish. You could open grill it on the grids, but you're not going to get that continuous, nice, charred, crispy flavor that you can achieve when you're cooking it on a solid
plate. So are you putting a big cast iron fry pan in that opening? Is that what you're saying?
No.
It's a grid. It replaces
that. But there's actually another
grill grate.
Oh, you have a solid plate you put on there. I see.
Yes, sir.
Ah.
Yes, sir.
I guess I'm missing an accessory to mine.
Yeah, we need to get you one up there.
I can make one easier than you can ship it.
Yeah.
So tell us about Grilling with the Guru, you and your buddy.
Yeah, it's just a locally aired show that you can actually find on kdcgtv.com. Go to Grilling with the Guru. You can watch all the episodes. We're in our sixth season. And it's 13 episodes, which is considered a season. And it's anything and everything you can imagine. We've done alligator sauce pecan. We've done Italian dishes with a little Cajun flair. We've done Oriental dishes. We've done Thai food. We've done the griddle fish. We just did that with some wahoo and some freshwater bass. So it's a lot of fun. And you know, it's like what your radio show does. People out there, they own a grill or they're thinking about upgrading the grill, and they're starving for information because, you know, we take it for granted because we're very passionate about what we do, and we just assume everybody loves grilling like us. Well, they may want to, but they don't know where to start.
Are you on YouTube also?
Well, you can find it on YouTube as well. If you Google Grilling with the Guru, you should be able to find all our episodes on YouTube.
And you can check out the Cajun Grill. What's the website?
Oh, CajunGrill.com.
All right. And we're going to have your brother back in another month when that new stainless model hits the market. We want to let people know about that. And I just want to say, in my worst Cajun, les îles bon torrelu. Torrelu.
That was worse, wasn't it? That was bad.
You almost had it. Yeah. Joie de vie, les îles bon torrelu, my friend.
Okay. Let the good times roll. T. Gidd, Percy Guidry, thanks, buddy.
Hey, guys. We love y'all. Keep up the good work.
Thanks, pal.
You too. Wow, he's always a fun guy to chat with, man. He's authentic. They don't make him like that anymore. Coming up next, maybe some steelhead, a little bit of salmon. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Catch us up a little catfish dinner. Gonna sound like a winner.